Thinky, thirsty, and over 30. Welcome to Afternoon Army, a safe place for grown Army to dish and discover BTS. We are four ladies who just wanted to know their names and can now explain the meaning of Lachibolala. New to Army? No problem. Come along as we explore all the important business soup that Bangtan throws our way. Join us on the last Tuesday of every month as we hop in the clown car and drive to the circus. And stay tuned for shorter snack size episodes between hosts and various correspondents, because one thing we know is that the content just keeps on coming. Hello, everybody.
Hello, friends.
Hello, hello. So we're back and there's been a lot going on in Army and Bangtan, you know.
That's because we're in hiatus, so there has to be twice as much going on as normal.
Someone was like, does hiatus stand for they hate us? Because yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, it's like so mean I saw.
Yeah, they don't want us to learn Korean. I think that much is obvious at this point.
I'm going to be really, let me be really honest. What they don't want me to do is have a wandering eye.
Because that's true.
The amount of 17 things that keep happening on my algorithm and my regular life, like, it's like, oh, look, Mingyu's just like always in my...
You've been having your little affair with Mingyu. You made this happen.
And then all of a sudden, more things drop. And then I swear, like radio silence from RM for like weeks, right? And then here I am like sharing all these Mingyu like reels on Instagram and like saving these pictures. And what happens the next day? Pops up in his stories. I'm like...
He knows.
You know what? Santa Claus. I'm so sorry. My mistake. So on that note, what is the most recent thing that's happened? Somebody take it away.
Allison, you want to take it away? Because you know how much I'm going to talk about J-Hope later.
That's right. So it's kind of a mixed bag of goodies today. We're going to talk about Friends because that dropped recently. And talk about V's new video, the song, everything about that. And then we're going to talk about Hope on the Street. So I just happened to be like, had fallen asleep and then just happened to wake up right before it dropped on YouTube. So I was like, oh, I guess I'm going over to YouTube to watch it. It was so fun. So fun. I loved everything about it, except for V dying a couple of times. Did not love that part, but you know, it was a process for him. So there we go.
I loved the reaction video with the Wooga squad. They like how they all turned away, like they couldn't bear to see him getting hurt. So and, sweet.
And what's so great about that is today V shared that in a story and he was like, that is my house. Like, those are my friends in my house. Also, Wooshik, those are my clothes. You're wearing my clothes.
I didn't realize he was That's wearing his clothes.
That's the translation. So he like put it in his stories with like, he wrote something and the translation basically is, those are my friends. Like, the gist of it is, those are my friends in my house and Wooshik is wearing my clothes and he probably took them home with him, which I was like, well, any good bestie knows you're just going to borrow it. V, you don't need it right now. So he's going to borrow, which I just can't imagine. I cannot imagine my casa is su casa for the Wooga squad.
I would love that for me so much. Yes. I would love to have the Wooga squad just like make themselves at home in my
like friendcation anytime. We don't need a special place. We can just have a friendcation.
I will pull the mattresses out to the living room for them if they want me to.
Listen, I have Amazon Prime. I can get matching jammies here in 2 days. It's whatever you want. I'll make it happen. Like, I can make it happen. I am lucky because I am West Coast time. And so it dropped at 9 o'clock for me. I was picking my daughter up from dance and her friend, and they got in the car and I said, you guys have to wait. We're not going anywhere just yet. I have to finish watching this music video, which I did. And then I like jumped in the chat real quick and was like, I love it, but I have to be back because I have to go like carpool. And I love it for a lot of reasons. Anytime I get actor Kim Tae-young, I'm gonna love it. I love him. I love his facial expressions. I love that he tells a story in his, just the expression on his face, his eyes, like whatever he's doing. I absolutely love that. I also just love this song. I love this sound. I knew it was possible. but I'm completely blown away by it. The other thing, and I'm not saying I'm surprised because he is capable of anything. I just love that he went there because this is a pop song. This is very much a pop song, and it's in English, which I did not expect. It wasn't a requ it's never a requirement for me, and I am always grateful, I guess is the right word, and appreciative at the amount of work I know that he probably did to like get this song out. So I really love that. And then the thing that just lives rent free right now is kind of like my own personal Roman Empire is the ad lib that is he's doing at the end of the song. It drives me insane. Like V, how dare the audacity of V to, it's crazy. It's just crazy. So I love it. I love all the things. Again, my favorite, absolute favorite is when he walks out of those sliding doors at the market and hits the engagement ring away. Like, get the hell out of here. I mean, it's just, he's a pop star. Also, as a side note, and I'm just going to say this because I'm me, Yes or No and Friends are sisters. That's how I feel. Jungkook's Yes or No and Friends, I feel like are sisters.
You
They
make a
fit
worthy point.
in like that same world. You know, are you feeling this? Are you feeling what I'm feeling? Yes or no? Why are we pretending that we're friends when we are more than friends? And I feel like they are bookends of kind of the same story. So that's my hot take on that.
And
But
I
I
do
love it.
feel like it is pop, but it's pop in V style, which is totally different. So, yeah. And I appreciated that about it. I really like the song a lot.
Yes, I agree with you. It is pop and it's very much in V style, and he didn't lose any of himself. And I don't think any of the solo projects, they've lost any of their essence of who they are. I just, after getting V solo project, I just expected this song to be very much in the same vein. And then we got this, which is just like something completely different. And I love it. And I will tell you, I'm not, guys, I will say this every time. I'm sorry, my apologies. I'm not a streamer. I do not stream. Every once in a while I'll stream, and Tanya will be very proud of me. But this song is on repeat for me. And I know that is not the greatest thing to do, but that's how much I love it. Every time I get in the car, I have to play it. And then I just move on to other things. But that is right now, that is my number one have to listen to every day. Tanya, what about
It's
you?
such an earworm. It's so catchy. It's just so playful and everything. I just love it. I've been listening to a streaming playlist where it's like every third song, and I don't mind. I'll listen. Nor sometimes, with the streaming playlists, they're designed to be kind of put to the side, and they just kind of keep repeating the same songs. And in this case, I don't mind at all. I'll just keep listening to it.
All right. We also got the performance video today of Friends, and it's steamy. It's a lot of close-ups of V's face. He's very pretty. He's a beautiful, beautiful man. So if you haven't seen it yet, go check it out on YouTube. And I think it's like Vogue Korea and Cartier, if I'm not mistaken, together, are sponsoring this performance video, and it's top tier army material, guys. Like it's good. It's good
It's
stuff.
W Korea, and apparently they're going to do some more stuff too. They have a little release schedule. I know. Would you believe I haven't seen this video yet? Because I've had a day. So this is
Yes.
my carrot for the end of the day, is to
Yes,
get to see this.
and I haven't seen the whole thing because same. Like I've just had a day where I just haven't had a chance. And that's okay. But yes, like I've seen clips and
Yeah, just know when it's out there, it makes me happy.
So on that note, again, there's a lot going on this month. It's March. There's a lot going on personally for your co-host, but also there's a lot personally or a lot going on in the army atmosphere because it was Yoongi's birthday. And for all those who are blessed enough to celebrate, we did. And Tanya and Allison, I know you guys did a little something, but why don't you just go ahead and talk about it real quick, what you did that day? And for those who don't know, Tanya has created some beautiful fan art that we're really excited about. So Tanya and Allison, tell us about your little celebration for Yoongi's birthday.
Oh, that's so nice. Well, we did a little episode which I still need to edit because it's been that kind of a week. So we'll have it soon. Just talking about cup sleeves and what it's like to go, because I know a lot of people, we often get questions about cup sleeve events. What are they? Can I go by myself? You know, all those kinds of questions. And so we tried to just talk about how fun the atmosphere was and everything. But yeah, I don't know. So we talked a little bit about where this all came from. So I'll leave it for the episode. I started doing some collaging for friends and prayer candles, which is so fun. Yeah, I was raised Catholic. I have to use my Catholic education for something, right? So started making these things for friends, and then was getting so much kind, nice feedback, and then it was turning out to be so rewarding just to do these things that I decided to take it a little further. And so my first little foray was a soap day, which is J-Hope and Suga, of course, birthday cup sleeve event. Allison came all the way down from Nebraska to be with me, which was the most awesome thing. We had such a nice time, and she so patiently sat with me all day and helped me. We talked about the little prints and cards and things like that that I made, and we got to meet so many nice people. And there were all, just for any of you who are thinking, oh, I don't know if I would go to one of those things by myself, I think probably a huge chunk, a third or more of the people that were probably there by themselves. Sometimes they just came quickly, looked around, had a drink and left, and sometimes they stayed for a couple hours and just chit-chatted with people. So it's a very friendly environment. So anyway, it was lovely, and I got to hang out with Allison all day, and that was the best part.
I can't think of a better way to celebrate Yoongi's birthday than to spend it
Yeah.
sitting with you in a bubble tea shop.
I love that.
Oh, and the host, which is a shop called Magic Shop Gloss, they just did such a nice job of putting J-Hope and Suga decorations all over the tea shop, and it was a lovely shop. And I've been to Cup Sleeves there before, so it was really fun to get to actually sit and be a vendor. I would love to do it again.
And thank you to you both because I didn't realize that there was merch. And then I found out there was merch and I was like, I have to have a soap bag. Okay. I have to have the Strawberry Farm soap bag. So I Venmo'd some money. Thank God for technology. And I have my bag. Thank you. I wanted to say though, we have put your artwork up in our stories and people have like said, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. And I want to say this on the podcast. What you see online does not do the actual print justice. Because Tanya sent me a Namjoon in like his Korean garb, like his traditional Korean
It's
garb.
from the Dalmajung photo shoot, yeah.
Yes. And the man glows off the page. And like, I know that sounds crazy, but the way the coloring is and the technique of the ink that you use or whatever, I mean, it looks like it's coming off the page. It's gorgeous. So I just want to put that plug in for you because, you know,
Thank you.
it's fantastic artwork. And then before we talk about J-Hope, one more thing about Yoongi. We're getting D-Day in the theater.
Oh, yes, we are.
We are getting D-Day in the theater, and I'm assuming we're all going in our respective cities. Yes, are we all going?
Yes. And in
Yes.
fact, Allison, if she's up for it, may
I'm
be.
road tripping back to Kansas.
She is, because of the deluxe IMAX theater. We have tickets right in the
Yay.
middle. A few other friends, local friends, are meeting us there. We're gonna have dinner after. It's gonna be. I just want 5-story tall Yoongi all
Yes.
around me. Yeah.
So I
I want to be in
debated.
his pocket for a change.
Yes.
So on the 10th, I'll go to the show in Lincoln, and then on the 13th, I'll drive down or
Yay.
the IMAX.
Yeah.
Sorry. Gus
Nice.
is literally pulling
Oh,
a
Gus.
deity off of my.
Oh, dear.
Yes. Yes. We don't need that manifestation right now.
Right.
So I didn't know what I was going to do about it. It's kind of in the middle of the week. Leah and I, our schedules didn't really match up because usually I go to Leah and we go
Yeah.
like to the Bay Area to see it. And so when I first looked it up, it was only showing at two theaters in my town. And I was like, oh, I don't know. No one had bought any tickets yet. And I was like, am I going to just go and be the only person in there? Like I could, but I kind of, you know, wanted to wait and see. And so I checked it, I think last Wednesday. And the IMAX 4D, like whatever it is, the whole giant one that you can get, was selling. Like there were lots of seats that were taken. And I found a row. that one side is all sold out and the other side's all sold out, and there's one seat, and I bought
Perfect.
that seat. So I'm going to sit in between a bunch of people I don't know, and it's going to be fantastic. I just know
Girl,
it.
you are
So
always the life of the party. It is going to be so much fun.
thank
They don't
you.
even realize how blessed they are right now.
So I was like, I'm just gonna go. Like, I'll
Good.
just go. I can't miss it. I've only seen it like 12 times. Like, it's fine, right? Between live streaming and being there and then more live streaming, I mean, it's gonna be great. So if you have any questions about that, we'll put it in the show notes, but it's coming up. It's April 10th and 13th. Yes, April 10th and 13th. So find it in your area. It'll be great. It's a great way, I have to say, it's a great way to experience a BTS concert if you haven't been able to go. I know it's not everybody, but it is Yoongi, this Augusti. But seeing them on the big screen is like just as amazing, especially when you're a crowd of other ARMY. It's super fun.
Yeah, it's
So
a whole new angle on the experience. Even though they're not there, you get to see so much that you would miss on your small screen or even in person.
yes.
So it's like a nice complement to all the other experiences. It really is.
Oh, and one more thing before I forget. So we've seen the clips. Yoongi's backstage changing his clothes. We all saw that one. But that's not the one I want to talk about. The one I want to talk about is where he's watching the signs. And one of the signs says, Yoongi's, what does it say? Like, Yoongi's skin is brighter than my future. And he laughs. And I'm like, I just don't know if I could survive that. Like, I don't know if I could survive knowing that he saw my sign and thought it was funny, because he like giggles. Like, he thinks it's funny and he does that like really cute laugh that he does. But I saw a creator on TikTok today and I can't remember her name, but I've been following her for a while, and she went to both shows in LA, and she's our age. Like, she is mature ARMY, and they show her sign that he's looking at, and she's like, he saw my sign, and I just don't know what to do with my life now. I feel like, and I was like, and everyone in the comments is like, well, you're famous, obviously. Like, quit your day job. Go find Yoongi. Obviously, he saw your sign. Like, that's the sign. But I just thought it was funny because we all have the same kind of Delulu reaction when things like that happen. Like, oh my God, it's me. It's,
It's like you ascend to the next level as ARMY
yes.
because your existence has been acknowledged.
Yes, it's
I
like the
don't,
next level of
yeah.
fandom. It's like the
I don't,
next,
this
you
is
know?
right. Speaking of cup sleeves, I don't know if you all remember, but over a year ago, I went to my very first, it was probably a year and a half or more ago, I went to my very first cup sleeve. So it was June a couple years ago, Festa. And it was here in my town. And I was standing, there was a line to get in because it was, the, just post-pandemic, and nobody had been to a cup sleeve in ages, so everybody was super excited. There was a big long line, and I was standing next to a woman who had one of Taehyung's bags, the Mute Boston bag, and so I was admiring it, and we were talking, and she showed me a TikTok of hers. I think it was a TikTok. She was the one at PTD. It might have been, I can't remember which one, but either Los Angeles or Las Vegas, who had the sign about him, about Tae playing golf, and he did the golf swing thing. Do you remember that? Right. And so that was her, and she showed us her video of that. And she did a reel or a TikTok after that that said, Kim Taehyung acknowledged my existence. And that is exactly like that's the feeling,
I feel
right?
like that's the
Wow.
feeling. That's the feeling. It's, and I cannot say this enough. I say this like almost every time we record, but like the sheer fact that they appreciate us as much as we appreciate them is just so fun to me. Like, I just always feel that. I just feel like the back and forth with the love between ARMY and BTS is crazy, and like people out of the fandom don't really understand that, but it's really true. And the
That's the
fact that
engine that
they,
drives this whole machine.
yes, and the fact that they really do appreciate us just as much as we appreciate them is just kind of mind-boggling sometimes. And again, like, I just think it's funny. Yoongi was watching all the signs and he was getting joy out of it, which I love that for him. Like, that's amazing. So, anyway, on that note, we are going, well, first I'm going to ask Tanya a question to explain, because as we are still getting content, we're still getting new songs, we're still getting new songs dropping, we are going to get Hope on the Street from
Yes.
J-Hope, and we need a little, not actually a full lesson, but we need a little lesson in streaming as far as Apple Music goes. There was some confusion when Friends dropped about how to stream on Apple. I think it's pretty straightforward on Spotify, but streaming on Apple works a little bit different. So, Tanya, before we start talking about J-Hope, would you please explain how to properly stream on Apple iTunes?
Okay, sure. So I'll back up just a little bit and say that first of all, there's a lot of army research, and you know how army is good at research. There's like a whole teams, one in particular that I can think of called they have a couple names, I think. Army Stream Team, WeStream BTS. It depends which account you're looking at. But anyway, they did a huge project where they studied all of this. And so there's a lot of rules about streaming that have to do with the whole goal is to try to get the algorithm not to invalidate your streams. And so the rules that you'll see that float around online, and we have some too that we've shared, and they're it's if you're looking for them, they're the post that's pinned to the top of our wall. You can find them there. And so the whole goal is to keep algorithms from on various sites from discounting your streams. And so you want to be not too predictable. But anyways, to make a long story short, so if you buy, so and this really is not so much about Apple Music as it is about iPhone users. So it doesn't, so if whether you're using Spotify or Pandora or Apple Music, I think this applies. I may be wrong. I'll try to check into this later, but my understanding is that if you buy on iTunes, right? So like for Army in the United States and other countries too, but especially I think because of Billboard in the United States, we try really hard to buy pretty heavily so that we'll give them a better chance of that part of it being factored into Billboard. And so when and a lot of armies, you don't have to buy on iTunes to do that, but a lot of armies, because they have iPhones, will buy on iTunes. And when you do that, Apple automatically downloads the song to your phone, to your iPhone. So this shouldn't affect Android users. And so the music is then native to your phone. The file is on your phone. And so when you go to play the song, it will play from your phone instead of from your streaming service. And that's not getting counted. So that's the problem. And that's why, you know, usually when there's a new release, we try to go on and post how to delete the music from your iPhone after. So you still want to buy on iTunes, but then immediately go and delete it from your music. So anyway, that's what we were posting about. Now, what I'm not clear on is whether this affects, like, if I go and stream on Spotify, I think that still affects it. But if I've downloaded music before on Spotify and not had it show up in my downloaded music. So I'll try to reach out to somebody about this. But just to be safe, for anybody using an iPhone, I would just recommend you delete the songs after you if you buy on iTunes. If you buy on another service, it may not happen, but you can check your downloaded music. You go to settings and then music and then downloaded music, and then you can see there what's actually stored on your phone. And you don't need to delete your other music, just the song that you're trying to stream or the album.
Yes, thank you. Because that's a big question that we get. People want to know, like, I don't know how to do it. And sometimes I'm the one in the DMs and I'm like, listen, I don't know how to do it either. We need Tanya. Tanya's the expert. We need to ask Tanya about it. Which leads us into I'm calling it HOTS, Hope on the Street, because
Yeah.
HOTS, it's hot.
It's so hot.
It is so hot. But let's talk Hope on the Street, which Tanya knew and has been saying, we're getting Hope on the Street. We're getting hope on the street. We're getting hope on the street. And we're like, we know Tanya, we know we're getting it. But I found this like meme. It's someone, I think it's from like Real Housewives. And she's like, receipts, some like envelopes, like all this. She's yelling all these things. And I was like, this is basically Tanya for hope on the street. Like she was like, I told you this was happening. I have
Exactly.
all the info. So anyway, Tanya, bring us up to speed with hope on the street. Tell us everything there is to know, so that we are ready. Most of us have pre-ordered this already, but it is dropping on the,
I think it's 28th
think it's
in the
the
United
28th.
States, or in this hemisphere,
Okay.
right? And then 29th in the East, in Korea and other parts of that other parts of the world near there,
Okay.
right?
All right.
So Yeah, so this, I think, first of all, one thing to know about this project, especially if you're a newer army and you aren't familiar, haven't had time to do the ramp up on all this history, which takes years, as we all know. This is not a new concept for him. I mean, the album and all the amazing stuff he's doing with documentary is a new concept and it's pathbreaking. But he started teaching about the history of street dance and the types of street dance. And telling his own story with street dance from the very beginning, even before debut. And if you don't know already, or maybe you haven't heard much about it, you can still find their old blogs that they used to write, all the members, right? From back around debut time. And they're lovely. They're talking about music and they're talking about dance and just there's so much. You know, they're so passionate and excited and they're sharing what they know. And he just had these blog posts where he was just doing this. So this dream started back then, right? He's doing what he's doing now in a much more a 30-year-old sophisticated stadium artist kind of a way, which is to tell us all about the history of street dance, to share his love for it, and to tell his own story about how it's shaped his life. And also, as BTS does, to use it as a platform to uplift other artists that he respects who don't have the same kind of exposure, and to make it more of a communal kind of project rather than just being all about him. You know, that's just so J-Hope to do that and all the members of BTS. So this project has been a long time in the making in that sense. And of course he's done videos for years on V Live, which was the predecessor of Weverse Live. He would do live streams and he would dance freestyle and other stuff. Not just dance practice, although sometimes it was dance practice, but actually showing street dance, showing the just freestyling and doing his own thing and showing us his own style, which he doesn't often get to show in the context of BTS because then, you know, he defers to the group and it's more about the group. They all do that. And so there's years of Hope on the Street live streams. He was calling it that back then. And so this is a long history. And so now this project, I think he said he conceived of it not all that long ago. And he really started working on it in earnest only about a year or so before he left for the military. No, he had to do it in a couple weeks. It was later than that. And he was kind of, I think he was thinking about it before that, but the actual plans went in. They had to like film all of it very quickly. He was doing it all when he was doing around the time of the big Dior show and Hermès show and Louis Vuitton show in Paris, right? So he was people he had seen him, armies just randomly in the street had seen him recording out in public with different dancers in the cities that we now know, like Osaka and Paris and places like that. And so, yeah, he actually, when the project, I guess, got greenlighted, it happened really fast, it sounds like. And just the quality of the materials and the thoughtfulness that went into it is incredible for having had to put it together so quickly. So again, it's going to be his story and it's also going to be a master class. It's going to be him teaching us. There's going to be six songs. A couple of them are new versions of songs he's released before, like What If and On the Street. Some of them are going to be brand new. Lot unlike Jack in the Box, which he wanted to use to prove that he could do this, that he could make his own album and to tell his own story and to just have it be his story and his rebranding and reintroduction of himself as a solo artist. Hope on the Street is much more collaborative. And so he's going to be working with artists like Yuen Mirae and Nile Rodgers and, oh my gosh, Cheja from Dynamic Duo. It's just going to be, oh, not so, sorry, Cheja. No, Cheja is the other member of Dynamic Duo. It's Gekko. Sorry, Gekko. That's that he's collaborating with. So yeah, it's just the sound is going to be off through the roof. You can already tell even just from the little snippets. But the people that he's collaborating with and the kind of sound that they're all capable of, what they're going to do together, I can't even imagine. You know how it's always like this with BTS. What you imagine it's going to be like, it's always a million times more mind blowing. And I just know that this is going to be no exception. And then the documentary too. We've all seen the clips and the joy coming out of him as he's dancing and getting to dance the way that he does. And revisiting his roots and paying homage to his influences and getting to just express himself that way and to show everybody what he's capable of and just to vibe with the music and be with other dancers that he respects. I mean, it's just dream project. I remember when I first got into BTS and he quickly became my bias. And the more I learned about him, it wasn't long before I was like, why I wish he could do a project where he could just show his own thing. And here it is. And this has been every Hobi bias's dream. And of course, every army would love to see this too. So anyway, that's my soliloquy for tonight.
I think what is amazing to me is like looking at who is going to be on the album with him. It's like all ages, like from all different areas of music industry, and it'll be really fun just to see how they each show up in these songs. So I'm very excited about that. It'll be really, really great.
He has one special guest that nobody mentioned. Does anyone want to bring up the one collab that he has that we're
A
just
certain
hearing Bunny?
little known artist.
Little known artist, just getting his feet wet in the pop industry. He's just
I can't believe
coming
I
up.
overlooked that. I mean, that's a huge
He's
one.
coming up.
Oh my gosh.
Who is it, Allison? Let us listen.
JK.
JK.
As soon as I saw that, I thought of Wings and the way they harmonized. You know, that's such a popular clip because their harmony was so great together. We don't get to see them together that much. We saw them in just like in a small unit. The only other thing I can think of off the top of my head, at least, is J'aime vous with Jin, the two of them and Jin.
The thing I love about J-Hope, and I go back to it every time I hear him in like an OT7 song, and even with his own solo projects, but I have a we have a BTS Curious I have like a BTS Curious playlist I created for the a Patreon, but you can find it on Spotify. I'll share the link, and it's basically I went on our Instagram page and was like, "Hey, what's a song New Army needs to know? Like, if you were talking to a New Army, what's the one song you'd say you have to listen to this?" So that's kind of what it is. It's that kind of playlist, and so it's just a little bit of everything, and every song that I listen to, doesn't matter what it is, it could be Mic Drop, it could be Home, it could be Disease, it could be, I mean, whatever it is, I'm always. Always, always, always caught off guard when J-Hope comes on because he sounds different every time. And I'm not saying he sounds different every time he performs. I'm saying he has this voice. It's like he's like a chameleon. Whatever you need him to be in the song, he's going to be. And the range that his voice goes, it goes back to me reading the book and finding out that like he wasn't a rapper in the beginning, and that blew my mind. I was like, I did not know that. He wasn't a rapper from the start. He was a vocalist, which makes sense because he has a beautiful voice, but he also has a great like cadence. Like he raps so well. It's like, how did he not just come out of the womb this way? I just figured he'd been rapping since he could talk. He was like rapping to his mom about what side dishes he wanted, you know? Like I had no idea that this was something he learned when he joined, when he became a member. So I think that's what I'm always excited about when J-Hope has a new project is I cannot wait to hear what he does with that voice. I can't wait if he makes it sound like he's synthesized, if he makes it sound deeper, you know, because you have him on like Cypher 3 where he has some vocal parts where he sounds very synthesized, even though he's not. Like we've seen it. I mean, we haven't seen it live, but we've seen like live stream of it live. If I ever saw that live, I think I'd turn to ash, but that's a different story for a different day. I'm just saying, like, we've heard it. We've heard him without like any like auto tune or anything, and he sounds like he's synthesized. But then you go through and you hear him in like on D-Day, huh? And he's got like this lower register rap thing happening. And to me, it's like, this is the same guy. You probably don't think it's the same guy, but let me tell you, it's the same guy. And that's what I always find so exciting when J-Hope does a project, because I don't know what J-Hope I'm going to get. And that just goes back to Jack in the Box. When More dropped, I was like, what happened? A, and B, I'm not mad about this at all. This is amazing. Like, what is going on? So that I think is really exciting. I think Allison mentioned before we started recording that the two of the collab or one of the collabs that they're doing it with someone who had like a really viral song over the summer. And now I
So
don't
if you
remember.
haven't heard Smoke, by the Dynamic Duo with another artist whose name I can't remember, you should go listen to Smoke. It is so fun. The dance and the choreography for that is incredible. It's all over Instagram. So go do yourself a favor and listen to it.
Was that all the dance challenges this summer?
Yeah,
Yeah.
that was the like a hot one, and that song was viral for it's probably it's still trending, I think.
JK
It's
did a
been
couple,
for
right?
months. Yeah.
JK did a
Yeah,
couple, I
yeah.
think.
You'll recognize it if you when you hear it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about. I think
Yeah.
he actually did one with Mingyu, if I'm not mistaken. I think that was his
Probably. It's gonna be the
Mingyu.
song is gonna be hot. And then
Yeah, for sure.
yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, and I think you mentioned more, and I think a lot of people thought, okay, J-Hope's rebranding and now he's like, this other persona kind of J, right? But I don't think Hope in the Street is going to be that. It's going to be different again. He's never going to stay still. It's always going to be something new. But yeah, it's going to be mind-blowing for sure.
I always wonder about J-Hope. It makes me laugh because like it's always like J-Hope's the glue. Like you see them. I saw a reel today when they were talking after the Grammys, and they were talking about prior to the Grammys, in 22, J-Hope had COVID. It's not a secret. Like he had to stay back until he could travel for the Grammys, and they're doing their live after the Grammys with they're having pizza and champagne and the whole thing. And everybody is talking over J-Hope, obviously, but like everyone's going back and forth, and they're like, "It was so weird without you. Like, how we did dance practice and you weren't there, and it was like weird. And like, who's gonna lead dance practice? Not me. Not this person over here. Not this person." And then like someone else was like, "Yeah, I just laid on the floor." And then some like Jin was like, "I mean, I tried really hard, but like without you telling me what to do, what am I gonna do?" So, I mean, he really. A lot of the time is that like middle child, I feel like. He's smack dab in the middle sometimes, and he is like holding together the rap line or the Hung Hyung line and the maknae or the rap line and the vocal line. He's like the guy that's like reeling everybody in or keeping everybody in line, which sounds funny, but like if you watch enough content, you see you're like, oh, J-Hope's in charge here. Like, look at J-Hope go. He's managing.
It's no wonder he's been so off the charts successful as a drill instructor. He's just a
Yes, I
natural teacher. He must get it
yes,
from
he
his
is.
dad. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I just love that we get that he was able to say, here's what my vision is for Jack in the Box. Here's what my vision is for Hope on the Street. Those visions are wildly different, but if you really look at them and break them down, it's in the details. It's obviously J-Hope. I will
Oh yeah.
never forget watching the Jack in the Box documentary. And him, I mean, it was meticulous
Oh yeah.
down to the second. I mean, he's watching dance practice and he's like, we're not gelling. Like, we are not together. Our chemistry is off. I don't like it. And it's tomorrow. So, what are we going to do? And so, I just feel like he knows what he wants in such a way. And you see that in the details. Every detail of this, when you go back and you're going to comb through the details, every detail is going to be like meticulously done. And
He
we've
has
seen it.
envisioned all of it in advance. He knows
Yes.
exactly what it's supposed to look like.
Yes. And it's the art, like, and the art to it, like, he's so artistic about it. Think about his photo folio. If you think about more, if you think about even Hope on the Street with J. Cole or On the Street or how. The name of it. And now Hope on the Street. I mean, he has this vision and he sees it start to finish. And
Yeah.
I love that about him. I also love that in the documentary, he is more serious than we've ever seen him, which we probably, I mean, we're going to get a fun side of J-Hope, obviously, because this has been like his pet project and he's really
Yeah.
excited about doing this. But J-Hope really does have a serious side. And we, as ARMY, sometimes see him as like, the sunshine, like, oh, look at him. He's like making everybody laugh and he's like laughing
He's
with his
goofing
entire
around,
body
right?
and he's like
Yeah.
goofing around or whatever. But at the same time, no way is anyone successful without being that serious
He's deadly
about their art. And
serious.
he is
Yeah.
so serious. And I think that's the
Yeah.
one thing that's like the hidden undercurrent for like bias, like J-Hope biases, because y'all know he's like supreme. Like he puts those hands on his hips and it's like, we're not, we're,
We're not
you're not,
playing.
yeah, we're not, he's not playing around anymore, which is great. So yeah.
For sure. And you
And
mentioned his vocals, and I one of my hopes, not it doesn't even need to be for this project, although it could be, is that eventually he'll really, I don't feel like he's really unleashed his vocals yet. We have so many beautiful examples of his vocals, but I don't think he's shown us the full power of his voice yet. And I'm hoping that that's something that'll come down the line, if not with this project. Because I keep going back, the example I keep going back to is when they were just playing around on, it must have been Run BTS, and they were doing karaoke, and he sang Cherry Blossom Ending by Busker Busker. And that is a hard song to sing. And he belted it out. And didn't just belt it out in the way that he did when he was having fun and doing Gangnam Style on a different episode. Belted it out in a way that was like really true to the song and really beautiful. And I don't know if I've ever heard him sing exactly like that. And I want more of that. I'll just say I'll be greedy. I'll be greedy and say I want more.
I really hope we get more of it. I mean, it'll be great. I'm excited to hear the album, but I would love to hear that.
Yeah, we'll get it someday. He's always growing. He's gonna keep challenging himself.
I think that's it. I think it'll have to be a challenge for himself too. Like, okay, now what's the next step? Oh, I've got to challenge myself and be a vocalist here. So he loves to do it.
Yeah, he's gonna always be looking for some boundary to push for sure. And I think, yeah, he's got the capacity, no doubt.
The one thing, well, like before we start wrapping up, I will do want to point out is that it is amazing to me that we have had so many things drop since the last two members enlisted, which were Jimin and JK. But the success of these members has not wavered. And ARMY has been putting in overtime. And that is such a testament to the artist, but it's also such a testament to the fandom. And I know we don't really talk about it, but there are dark sides to the fandom. And if you know, you know. I won't gatekeep. Send me a DM. We can talk about it. But we try to keep a positive podcast here. But there has to be something has to be said about a musical group or artists that do not have to actively promote their work for their work to be still be successful. I don't know if that's because we're feral. Or we just really love what we do. But I just wanted to point that out because it's crazy. I mean, the fact that Yoongi can still sell out movie theaters, and we have actually heard from him adjacently. He signed somebody's wall at a boxing like place, classes, they hold classes there. And he
Yeah, it was
signed.
a actor friend of his who opened up a boxing gym.
Yeah. And he like signed congratulations or whatever. And that is the first proof of life we've gotten, which is great. But I'm just saying, like, we're selling out. I mean, we're selling albums. We are charting. We are still streaming. We will be watching this documentary. We watched the, what was it, Beyond the Star documentary that we had in December. I mean, we're doing all of that. And so I just think it's really amazing. And I always like to point that out because we're just a strong group, guys. Like
It's true.
we love
It's
what we do.
powerful.
It
I
really
hope
is.
they're starting to see as the months are going on that it's not waning.
Yes.
I mean, at
It's.
some point, it's like Yoongi said, someday it's going to, like, it's inevitable. The core age group in the fandom, as it gets older, is going to start having kids and being busy with their careers, and they won't have as much time to devote to it. But I still think it's unusual. I still don't think people will go away. I think they'll be very busy. It'll be harder, but
Yeah, I think new people will start following. You
yeah,
know,
it's true
like
too.
my daughter, who's 16, is very much into the Smashing Pumpkins. She's very much into Weezer, groups that I was listening to when I was her age. And those people are touring again. And my child is like, what are we waiting for? Why aren't we going to these things? So, like, I think, yeah, like there's a probably a good chunk of people that will, you know, go on to do other things, but that doesn't mean they're not going to continue to impact other people that come in. And we still, I still, and Tanya too, we are still reading DMs of people that are like, I just found you and I just found BTS and it was on accident, but here I am. So tell me more. I mean, it's happening every day. And it's so fun when that happens. Like I want to tell them everything, but I don't want to scare them. So like I lightly like, have you watched this? Have you seen that? But if you like everyone know, like when you make a new army friend, you just kind of go off the rails. But so I think, yeah, like I mean, I think Yoongi talks about, oh, it'll wane a little bit. He doesn't know his power, let's be real. I mean, all the reels on his birthday and people were just like going feral all over again. Yoongi, what are, I don't even know. Like, sit down. It's fine. He doesn't know what he's talking about half the time. He thinks he's like, oh, you guys will forget us. No. Like, everyone's always like, when one of them says, don't forget us, remember us. And then they share like a picture of something. Like today it was, Rima from the Gummy Smile Shop. In her Google, it came up like California wildflowers are blooming. And she was like, RM, don't forget about us, me. And then it's like all the wildflowers. And I was like, well, yeah, obviously.
It's so true. I just have like a BTS ticker tape running in my head all the time. Everything is related to them somehow. It's all interconnected. It's, they are at the center of the multiverse because everything connects back to them somehow.
It's so true. It does.
It really does. So, does anyone
Yeah.
else have anything to add? Oh, by the way, the Hope on the Street documentary will be on Prime, Amazon Prime, correct?
Correct. That's right.
Okay. So,
Yeah.
just wanted to put that in there because we forgot to mention that
I
part.
paid the stupid $3 a month to not have commercials because of J-Hope.
It's
Damn you,
actually
Amazon
smart.
Prime.
Let me
Yeah.
tell you, it's actually smart because when I was watching the Beyond the Star, every time a new episode started and ended, I had to wait through like 15 to 30 seconds of commercials. And I was like, these aren't even K-pop adjacent commercials. Could you do me a
Right.
solid and like throw something in there I really want? Like, where's the commercial of Jin and Jin Ramen? That would be entertaining, right?
Right. I don't
Where,
need like athlete's foot powder in the middle of my
yeah, like,
BTS.
and I don't need the
It's a
erectile
sacrilege.
dysfunction pills, okay? I don't care.
Right? It's a
It's not,
sacrilege.
I don't care. Give me something that is meaningful to me. Like,
Yes.
put the, okay, here's the thing. Put the Koei ads. Use
Yeah.
those. Buy,
Hyundai, Koei, we have a
or
million
let's
things.
do it.
like, do the what's it called? The Verizon or Yoongi's phone. Like, do those commercials
Samsung.
or
Samsung.
Samsung. Yeah. Do the Samsung commercials. Do any Samsung commercial. Because there's and also there's lots of K-drama actors that do commercials. So like put some Gong Yoo in there, okay? Like cardio.
Know your audience.
Like where is the JK Calvin Klein in Grand Central Station ad? Put
Right?
that. Why are you giving me these like boring ads for like toast? I don't want that. I don't want the Wonder Bread ad. I want this over here. Like give me
Want
that.
JK's abs. Toast
Right?
that.
Give me that. Give me all the Calvin Klein ads, guys. Like, let's.
Yes.
Anyway, and before we leave, I wouldn't be me if I didn't say that TXT announced their tour today.
Nice.
And this mama right here needs to go support the kids. So I am planning on
I
going.
want to see them so bad.
I
It's
really
so
do
far
too.
for us here.
It
I've got to
is.
figure out whether I can swing it. Oh,
Yeah.
gosh, it hurts.
They just, I know we joke all the time, like, oh, they never made it because of that podcast that we listen to. But the more I watch, they're just adorable. They're just so
They
endearing. They
are.
work really hard. They're all very
And
cute.
their stage presence and their
Yes.
synchronizing and everything has just caught, like, I mean, they're so good. They've
And
really matured.
the one thing I have to say, it's probably because of their age group and like their demographic, like that they go to, they're very young. I think Taehyun just turned 22, so
Yeah,
he's a
he was born in like, yeah,
baby.
the
Like
2000s. Let's
he could
put it
be
that way.
my baby, okay? Like he's a
Right.
baby,
Yes.
okay? When I
Total
say
baby.
Mama Moa, I'm not joking. Like it's actually a real thing. But what I love is the way they use their TikTok because they actually use it like the Rose uses their TikTok, where they do TikTok trends. And they use like trending music and they really have a good time with it. So if you are kind of a baby Moa or you're just kind of curious about it, go find their TikToks. You can find them on Instagram too. They share them on Instagram, but it's just really fun. And we had a question a couple of weeks ago on our Ask Us Anything about like if we were looking forward to anything in chapter three, which is post enlistment. We call it chapter three in Army. And I really hope that in chapter three, the members, if they want, get to play with social media in that way. Because they kind of did. And JK was kind of on that path a little bit. He was like doing dance trends and things, but I really hope they get to be like kind of jokey and fun and use those joke trends a little bit more. And I think maybe they might be able to, just because they're going to have a little bit more freedom. But and
I
by
wouldn't be
freedom, I mean like
surprised.
artistic freedom. You know, they're kind of like, ah, do what I'm like. I just want Jin and Yoongi to be like on TikTok talking about how old they are, you know, or like a stepbrother's like voiceover about them like living in the same room. I just those like that's fun, guys. Like let's, you know, if Hybe needs a content coordinator for, you know, older TikToks that are funny for the older set, I'm here. I'm ready to work.
I vote
I'm
for
here.
you.
All right, ladies, well, good
All
to see
right.
you.
Thank
Good to see
you.
you. And we
It was
will
lovely.
see you guys soon. Again, follow us on Instagram if you guys have any questions. Drop us a DM anytime. We don't gatekeep, and we're happy to answer all the questions.
That's right.
All right.
All right. Jorge. Jorge.
Jorge. Can't get enough of BTS? Cool. Neither can we. So between shows, why don't you hop on over to @AfternoonArmy on Instagram and join the conversation? Want to support us as a newer podcast hitting the scene? Share the love by leaving us a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify. And last, but certainly not least, don't forget to check out the other pod in our network, Afternoon of Delight K-Drama. Deep dives from three romance authors with new episodes every Wednesday.